Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever been able to explain or even to understand why the faithful followers of Jesus Christ have always been persecuted? I emphasize the word faithful because some who claim to follow Christ are not actually imitating His example. And in some cases, they are the ones who actually persecute true Christians. I could give you many modern examples, but I suspect you know them as well as I do. Some of the Judaizing teachers among the churches of Galatia were pressuring the true followers of Christ to compromise the gospel and to accept a false gospel. Paul wrote concerning the false teachers in Galatia, "But as then he, that is Ishmael, who was born after the flesh, persecuted him, that is Isaac, who was born after the Spirit, even so it is now." Galatians 4:29. Jesus knew and taught that those who followed him could expect to be hated for his name's sake. He even predicted that family members would betray each other, brother against brother, father against child, children against their parents, and cause them to be put to death. Matthew 10:21-22. Jesus then admonished his disciples, "But when they persecute you in this city, flee to another. For verily I say unto you, you shall not have gone over the cities of Israel until the Son of Man comes." Matthew 10:23. Persecution has been the lot of God's faithful children almost since the beginning of time. The first example of persecution involved Cain and Abel. Abel offered a sacrifice according to the will of God, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had no respect. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. Genesis 4:4-5-8. Can you think of any good reason why Cain should slay his brother? Was it jealousy or just plain stupidity? The Old Testament provides many examples of the persecution of the righteous. In his great Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said to his disciples, "Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets that were before you." Matthew 5:11-12. As you can understand from these biblical readings, Jesus never soft-pedaled the suffering his followers would have to endure. But he did tell them to flee to other cities when they were persecuted. He was not encouraging them to seek refuge, but to continue to preach the message of the kingdom. If they were not allowed to preach in one city, they could perhaps find another where the message would be more readily received. What did our Lord mean when he said, "You shall not have gone over the cities of Israel until the Son of Man comes"? There is one conclusion we can reach that no knowledgeable student of the Bible would dare dispute. Jesus was not speaking of his coming at the end of the age. Was Jesus speaking of his triumph over death, hell, and the grave? We know Jesus appeared to his apostles after his resurrection and commissioned them to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Matthew 28:18-20. If this verse must be interpreted to predict the Lord's second coming, the prophecy would clearly be wrong. But we must remember that Christ's coming does not always refer to the Lord's return at the end of the age. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless and keep you.